number two of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give away all the features, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. One of the most shocking SWAT team stories you'll hear all year, most likely, coming up in moments. But first, we go to the phones, talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Paula, Florida, going once. Paula in Florida, going twice. She might be gone. We may try her back later. All right, this story from worldatdaily.com, and it just keeps getting worse. Just to preface this, we've read so many police horror stories on this show, it's just mind-boggling how bad it has gotten out there. If the police haven't kicked in your door looking for drugs or on some other mission, then you're just lucky. You're just lucky because they get it wrong all the time.
The statistics are with you. There's not enough raids that, you know, even
but
if
you're
they
lucky.
Got wrong every time.
You're still lucky in that they get these raids wrong. Even when they get them right, innocent people still get harmed. But sometimes they just have the wrong house. They kick in the wrong door. They kill the wrong guy. These stories happen over and over again. Like, so, what is it, 40,000 police raids per year?
That's the number I've heard.
Something like that? So just keep rolling the dice, because that's the only thing that's keeping you from being next. It could very well be you. In fact, it doesn't even have to be drugs anymore, Mark. Now it can be a possibly injured child. Did you hear about this?
I don't think I have, no.
The mother of an 11-year-old boy abducted by SWAT team members and taken to a hospital after he was bruised while horsing around is warning members of her community of the Nazi tactic she endured, that's her word, Nazi, including a statement from the officers that her rights were only in the movies. The case involves John... yes, this is really funny, let
oh,
me tell
God.
You. The case involves John Shiflett, who injured himself while trying to grab the handle of a door on a car his sister was driving. He slipped and fell to the pavement, hitting his head. His parents treated him for the injury and rejected paramedics' demands they be allowed to take him to a hospital. Now, before we go on, there have been other stories we've read in recent times involving parents with their children, some of them as old as 16, having to go to court to beg for permission from a judge to handle a medical situation in the way they think is okay. And then having the judge essentially dictate to the parents what the state says should happen.
Yeah.
The state says that this is our child, not your child, parents, and the state will be deciding how his medical treatment will proceed. And those are disturbing stories, but they usually involve some long, drawn-out process. They usually involve, you know, going to the hospital, the parents not wanting to do what the doctors say, the sort of charges being filed, and then a legal case that erupts from that. Usually takes a little time for that to happen. Now they're bringing in the SWAT team. Nearly 36 hours after this young boy, 11 years old, who slipped and fell, and his parents, again, refused the paramedics' demands to take him to the hospital, SWAT team members broke into the family's home in western Colorado near Newcastle and took John to a hospital, where a doctor said the family should keep ice on his bruise, which is exactly the treatment the family had already been providing their son.
That's craziness.
Tina Shiflett, John's mother, has written a letter to the editor.
Before we go on, if they would have let the paramedics take the boy to the hospital, how much money would it have cost them?
Oh, who knows?
You know, an ambulance ride, emergency room visit.
Examination by the doctor.
Right. There's some swelling.
A grand, something like that, right? At least a grand.
People can handle this on their own. They've been handling it on their own for as long as there have been people.
Right. Tina Shiflett, John's mother, has, well, now we're just little serfs, Mark, and we can't take care of ourselves, according to mommy government.
In some ways, more than we ever were.
John's mother's written a letter to the editor of a local newspaper, the Post-Independent, quote, to awaken, alert, and appall any who read it and hear the bells ringing. She said, a fully armed SWAT team broke into our home, slammed my children to the floor face down with their hands behind their backs, and shoved a gun in my daughter's face and handcuffed her. In a separate letter to WorldNet Daily, she elaborated
out of control
a little more fully. During the attack, she wrote, one officer grabbed my daughter Beth, who's 18 years old, who also had a gun to her face, slammed her down and kneed in the back and held her in that position. My sons Adam, who's 14, and Noah, only 7, lay down willingly, yet they were still forced to put their hands behind their backs and were yelled at to keep their heads down. My daughter Jeanette was coming out of the back bedroom, and when she was grabbed, drugged down the hallway, across a couch, and slammed to the ground, she said.
This is out of control.
The officers then began throwing scissors and screwdrivers across the room, out of our reach, I suppose, and going through our cupboards. I asked if I could make a phone call, and I was told no.
Right.
My daughter asked...
They don't give you your phone call till you get downtown.
Right, well, my daughter asked if that wasn't one of our rights. The reply was made that that's only in the movies, said the cop. It was some unidentified person, possibly a paramedic, who had been refused permission to take John Shiflett to the hospital as he wanted, or as she wanted, rather, who provided information last week that convinced a magistrate, to issue a court order that John be taken into state custody and examined by a doctor.
Rather easily convinced magistrate.
He was taken by SWAT team members dispatched by the sheriff to the family's home at 11 p.m. at night, and they punched a hole in the front door and held guns on other children in the family in order to take the young man.
Now, are they going to pay to repair the door?
Do they ever?
No.
The armed men in black masks took my terrified son against his wishes to Grand River Hospital, where he was examined by a doctor and interrogated by social services. No evidence was found that he'd not been properly taken care of. Upon his return, we were told to keep ice on his head, Tina Shiflett's letter to the editor said. To the SWAT team members, how far will you go in just doing your job? If you feel no guilt busting into an innocent family's home, traumatizing young children, and stomping the security found therein, will you follow more horrific orders? She wrote.
They're just practicing. They don't really care. When I was in prison, I used to see their, I can't remember what their response team was, their first response team, that would go in. But, you know, I talked to these guys. I worked for them. I was the staff canteen operator. And, you know, most of them, good guys by themselves in general. But when you get this whole pack mentality, this whole hoorah, testosterone run, we're wearing helmets with face masks and shock shields and that kind of thing. You've got an entirely different animal.
She says, may I remind you that in Nazi Germany, outrageous, monstrous crimes were committed by soldiers just doing their job. What will be next?
You know, that particular accusation just slides off these people's backs.
Oh, it sure does. They always bounce it back with, well, this isn't Nazi Germany.
Right. You don't see
any
swastikas,
Hitler.
Do you?
Right.
Well, what was a swastika? I mean, now it's been vilified as this terrible symbol. But previously, it was just the symbol of a party.
Mm-hmm.
That was all. I mean, it's really no different than our American flag.
Where will this stop, she wrote.
No different than the seal of Homeland Security.
Fathers, mothers, families, and countrymen, I challenge you to consider our story and ask yourself the question, if this were my family, what would I do? For it very well could be you next. As I said, Mark, it's luck that this hasn't happened to your family at this point.
Yeah, that's shocking.
And the story's not over. There's more detail here that I'll be getting to here in moments. But would love to hear from you. Do you think this is being blown up? Is this being exaggerated?
Are we a bunch of ninnies just talking out our butts here?
Who is it out there in this listening audience that believes this sort of stuff should be going on? That believes that if a family disagrees with the assertions of a
paramedic?
That a judge should sign a SWAT team raid order on the family's house and hold kids at gunpoint.
Crazy.
What does that tell you about the mentality of these people? You're dealing with a family that doesn't have any history of violence or anything like that. You're sending a SWAT team in at 11 o'clock at night to snatch a little boy away from their family at gunpoint. What sort of madness has infected these people? And who could defend this? Well, we'll get the sheriff. We'll have a chance here in moments to defend what his troops were doing.
I can only imagine.
So we'll see what he has to say. But I'd really rather
completely
hear from
in the line
you.
Of duty. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'd really rather hear from you at 800-259-9231. If you can take the government's side on this one, well, we need that paramedic. He made a recommendation. That family didn't listen, so they need to be punished. What the hell are you thinking? 1-800-259-9231. We'll check in with the sheriff, see what he has to say for himself and his soldiers. These are not peace officers anymore, and I don't think anyone should be fooled into believing that's the case. They are not here to help you. They are not here to assist you. They're not here to make your life better. They're not here to protect you or serve you in any way. This is sick. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. 2/3 of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features, we give them away. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. The Shrine, as a matter of fact, was just updated earlier today. Bethany.
I didn't get an update.
Is, really? You haven't checked your email then.
Yes, I sent one.
Well, I sent an update. I'm pretty darn sure of it.
Okay.
Anyway, unless I sent it to the wrong list, which has happened in the past, but anyway.
I'm sure your industry list will appreciate that.
So Bethany is our newest Shriner, and she is the young lady who we told a story about not too long ago on the show. She was pulled over for having a suspended license, and she also happened to have a Ron Paul sticker on her car. The cop, she was arrested. She ended up spending 3 days in jail over a suspended license. So that's the young lady we're talking about.
You sent out the update. It was on my personal email account, not my
good. So way. Bethany is our newest Shriner. You can take a look at her. Nice looking lady, by the way. FreeTalkLive.com. Your
we'll
mattress
see about that in a minute.
Was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. That's SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com. Now, when you're dreaming, you normally aren't imagining SWAT teams kicking through your front door, but that's what happened to one family recently here in this country, which is starting to look more and more like Nazi Germany as the days go on. WorldNetDaily.com reporting on the mother, or the family, rather, of an 11-year-old boy held at gunpoint. Held at gunpoint. Over what, you might ask? What did this little boy do? Did he set a bomb off at the school? Was he calling in bomb threats? Was he doing something violent and dangerous? Did he abduct a small girl and hold her captive in his closet in his room? What could he possibly have done? Is he dealing cocaine at school? What could he have done to deserve the SWAT team kicking in his family's door at 11 o'clock at night? Well, of course, if you listen to the last segment, you know. But if you're just tuning in, what happened was he slipped and fell. Earlier, but it was about 36 hours earlier. Slipped and fell. The paramedics were called. They came by. They looked at the boy. They said, we recommend that he be taken to the hospital for further, you know, to analyze his situation.
Right. You know, if I recommended to a client that they buy more radio ads, I really wish that I could send in cops to make them do what I want them to do. You know, this is crazy. They're just providing a service. The family opted not to take the service. They decided to ice the bruises themselves.
That's right. That's what they said. They told the paramedics, no, no, that's okay. We don't really think it's necessary to go to the hospital. It's just a fall. I don't know why they called the paramedics. Maybe they were really worried. And again, I guess it just goes to show that don't ever call the government if you can avoid it. And so the paramedics apparently then went and snitched out to some government bureaucracy, social services or whatever. A judge signed an order, it was sent to the police, and the police executed a search warrant, a seizure warrant, or whatever, at 11 o'clock at night.
And did it in grand style, too.
With a SWAT team. Kicked in the door, busted it in. They put a hole through the door, so they probably had a concrete battering ram. They battering rammed the door open. They came in, they held the entire family at gunpoint. Children. Teenagers. Held at gunpoint so they could abduct this 11-year-old boy, take him to the hospital, where what happened? The hospital said, you should ice his bruises. That's what this was all about.
Completely ludicrous.
And it just goes to show, you don't own your kids anymore. You don't own your property because you have to pay property taxes. And if you didn't, you know, if you're paying property taxes, that means you don't own your property, because if you stop paying them, then they're going to take your property from you. In this case, if you don't follow the diktats of the government's henchmen, then you get to find out you don't really own your kids either. They come and take your kids.
I don't think one owns children. You're they're your ward. You're
whatever.
Required to protect them.
You can't possess them like the government can.
They're all wards of the state, apparently. You just get to let them live at your house.
Garfield County Sheriff Lou Verino told the reporter he simply ordered his officers to do exactly what the magistrate demanded. Quote, I was given an order by the magistrate to seize the child and arrange for medical evaluation, and that's what we did. Just following orders.
You know, they don't look at the circumstances. They don't say, oh, well, this is the case of a slip and fall where the parents decided that they didn't want to send the child to the hospital, so we're going to send the kid to the hospital. We'll send an officer over there, tell the parents that a judge has decided that the child needs to go to a hospital, and we'll give him a ride there. No lights, no big deal. The kid can ride up front, maybe play with a couple of buttons. Cop will tell him what it's like to be a police officer.
That would have been objectionable, but it would have been a lot better than this situation.
I would have had a problem with it, but it would have never made the news. These people are out of their minds.
Yes, they sure are, and they're not even thinking. They're
powered, drunk, nuts.
And again, if they can do this to this family, they can do it to your family, so don't think you're immune. We continue. The situation developed at the Apple Tree Mobile Home Park.
The sad thing is, most people are never going to know this story occurred. The vast majority of people are going to keep their heads up their butts, and they're going to be, you know, very concerned about what's happening with Britney Spears and Brangela. You know, it's just, it's sick. It's saddening.
Tom Shiflett carried his son home and put an ice pack on his head after he was horsing around and had fallen. While examining him to see whether his mental faculties were there, the boy correctly recited Bible verses and spelled words, said the parents. But paramedics were called by a neighbor. Oh, boy. And when they arrived, Tom Shiflett let them see his son, but refused their demands he be taken to a hospital. The paramedics then apparently lobbied the city police.
So they didn't even see this.
Nope. The sheriff's office, social workers, and eventually the magistrate in order to get their way in having John taken to the hospital. Jim Bradford, court clerk in Garfield County, said it was a juvenile matter, and he couldn't comment on any aspect of the case. Well, they always do that crap. It doesn't matter that it's a juvenile matter. It's an open case, so they could have used that excuse.
It doesn't matter that it's wrong. You know, it doesn't matter that something that is wrong in anyone's eyes has occurred here. They can't speak about it.
Participants on the Rocky Mountain News Forum, which carried the news initially, wrote things like, "Welcome to the police states." Another poster wrote, "Police shoots man in a heart at distant range is not charged. Police cover up the events that that precede the death of someone in their custody. No one is charged. Police enter wrong apartment and shoot an unarmed man, thinking a can is a weapon. No charges filed. But if a kid bumps his head and his parents deem him to be okay, knock the door in and start cuffing people."
Yeah. There's definitely a disparity in who the first class citizens are and who the second class ones.
Oh, wait till you see what happened to a police rapist here coming up this hour.
These police are our moral superiors. They are our betters, and even better than them is the politicians and you know, their administrators and that kind of thing.
Tina, his mother, wrote, "I cannot describe the feeling of having your child abducted, taken from your care, not knowing what will happen to him and if he'll ever be returned back into your arms again." She says, "I record this by my own hand in hopes of awakening anyone who would read it to the injustice of our police department, social services, and court system." The letter clarifies the family did indeed cooperate with officers who arrived at about 11 o'clock on that night.
Who wouldn't cooperate? They got MP5s in their hands.
"Between 10 and 11, a sheriff came to our door. My husband met him at the window, and he began to question my husband. He spoke with him and answered all his questions. The sheriff then said if Tom would just let them speak with Jonathan, our 11-year-old son, the whole matter would be closed. Tom said, 'You're saying if I let you speak to Jonathan, this whole matter will be closed?' Then Tom called for Jonathan to come to the window. As soon as Jonathan was visible to the sheriff, a SWAT team appeared, shining lights on John's face, and others were bashing at the door with a ramming device."
They lied to him.
More on the way. You can bring up anything. Your thoughts on this case. Does anybody out there support what the police did? Would love to hear from you.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our smart bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away. And you can enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts, serious issues, to fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. If you're sick and tired of stories like the one we're discussing right now, where a SWAT team was called on a family who refused treatment from a paramedic or refused the suggestions of a paramedic, the SWAT team came in at 11 o'clock at night, busted through their door with a battering ram and held the family at gunpoint, then proceeded to abduct their 11-year-old son to take him to a medical facility. If you're about sick and tired of that crap, you really should take a look at the Free State Project. Once again, that's freestateproject.org. Continue with a few thoughts here, and then we're going to your phone calls. The stories from WorldNetDaily.com, this is a little bit of the story from the family themselves. They say that what happened was, again, their son had slipped and fallen. A neighbor called the paramedics. So the family themselves didn't even call the paramedic. Neighbor called the paramedics. Paramedics came out. They looked at the boy, and they said he should be taken to a hospital, have him checked out. And the family said, no, that's okay. We'll just take care of him here.
There's always somebody out there that's overcautious.
Sure.
You've cut your finger. You should go to the hospital. Somebody out there is just always a little too worried. The family decided that they were going to take the kid home. They were going to put some ice on the bruises, and, mm-hmm. We'll handle it from there. If there's an obvious concussion, if he couldn't recite the Bible verses he recited, if he couldn't spell the words that he had spelled, I mean, it was pretty clear he was fine at that point.
So between 10 and 11 o'clock, after they refused the treatment, the paramedics went away. Family didn't know that what was going on behind the scenes was they were contacting the police department and a judge to get an order to go seize the child and bring him to a hospital. The sheriff showed up, and the father went to the door to answer the sheriff's questions. He was told that if the sheriff could just speak with the 11-year-old, that they would drop the whole matter. When the 11-year-old was brought to the window to talk to the sheriff, the SWAT team then appeared, shining lights on his face, and then others were bashing at the door with a ramming device. My daughter resisted and pushed against the door to stop them as she didn't know who they were. I told her to back up and try not to fight them. Or not try to fight them. They then entered our home, held a gun to my daughter's face, and
that's why with the gun, because she was not obeying completely.
And others of them, they would have done it anyway, because she was just, they couldn't have been able to tell it was her that was holding the door. I doubt. Others of them, five or more, rushed into the living room and physically forced my other children to the ground. None of this is necessary. The cops afraid that the kids are going to go run and grab guns and start shooting? I guess they should be. I mean, if they keep behaving in this way, eventually someone's going to get it into their head that it's time to fight back. We were told Jonathan would be taken to a hospital. And get this, Mark. We were told, Jonathan, you're going to have a son soon. We were told Jonathan would be taken to a hospital near us for evaluation, then questioned by human resources. At this point, Jonathan was scared, crying and shaking. You want to talk about damage done to a kid?
Right.
The bruise on his head is nothing compared to the trauma he'll be suffering from having the police hold his family at gunpoint. The statement continues. We asked if we could accompany him. This is their son, 11 years old. Or follow them to the hospital. We were warned not to try to follow him or come to the hospital, or criminal charges would be pressed against us. Our son was returned to us at...
Wasn't even allowed to go to the hospital?
Nope.
God.
Our son was returned to us at 2:30 in the morning. In all, this was not one shred of evidence. There was not one shred of evidence found that we had done anything wrong or that John had not been properly cared for at home.
Nuts.
So... 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Lori Ann in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Lori Ann.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
God bless you for covering this story. I have been so upset. I'm getting over it. Thank the Lord for his scripture that tells us to not let our hearts be troubled, because this story really got to me, and you are just doing a wonderful, wonderful job in running the hard news. It reminds me of what Greg Palast said, author of Armed Madhouse, in speaking on the documentary 9/11 Press for Truth. He just said at one point, just run the hard news, buddy. And that's what you gentlemen are doing. You're just running the hard news. And I want to ask you, have you heard just one mainstream media cover this other than WorldNet Daily? Have you heard anyone else really covering this story?
You know, I don't...
I think the local newspaper in that area did.
I don't pay a lot of attention to, the major news sources, so I don't know. I mean, it's coming through the Internet in different places, but...
This should be covering... It should be on Good Morning America. They should have it was a Christian mother. May I read her exact quote?
Oh, sure. We've read some of them, but you can. Yeah, go ahead.
She says, I cannot describe the feeling of having your child abducted, taken from your care, not knowing what will happen to him and if he will ever be returned back into your arms again.
Yeah,
Tina Shiflett wrote in the separate letter to WND, I record this by my own hand.
Yep. We just read that a few moments ago.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What your thoughts? Do you have any other thoughts?
She gave glory to Jesus Christ. This was a Christian
blah, blah, blah. I don't really care about that part. I'm an atheist, by the way, just so you know.
Well, that's fine, sir, but I'm not. The point with this story, though, is that if this would have happened to someone other than a Christian, I think that it would be covered right now in the mainstream.
I think that's
media.
Paranoid.
I really don't think so.
Yeah, that's paranoid.
Okay, well, I thank you. I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right, thank you. 800-259-9231.
Maybe she thinks it's the end times or something like that.
Yeah,
and,
I don't know.
You know, the Christians are being persecuted. But I think that this could very well... We read story after story. Of similar incidents, not exactly the
right.
same.
This is
definitely egregious.
In 99% of the cases, we have no idea what the religious affiliations of the people are.
The vast majority of them, you just don't know. So I think it could very well have happened to any family. I think a lot of families return to religion when they have kids because they think, well, this is the way I was raised. I should raise my kids this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people step away from their religion until they have children, and they say, well, that's the right thing to do. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to raise the kids religiously. And so they get more involved in religion.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Donald in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Donald. Donald?
This story is totally disgusting. There's a part of the article that said that the guy had been in Vietnam as a medic, so
yeah.
He's been trained and has experience in treating injuries.
He sounded trained, and I didn't hear that part of the article. So,
yeah, it wasn't in this article.
Thanks for sharing that.
My dad was an EMT when I was growing up, and he took care of our injuries, so the same thing could have, if we're growing up today, the same thing could have happened to us.
Sure could have.
My dad was a mold maker at Tropicana. He took care of my injuries when I got
right,
hurt. I mean, you know.
Not that if this guy was like a clerk at a porno shop, that would make it any more right.
You know, but so. People can, you can take care of the regular bumps, scrapes, and bruises that kids get, and they're going to get them. And
right.
It's just, it's crazy that these paramedics recommended that he go to the hospital in the first place and sent the SWAT team in to, mete out the punishment.
It's crazy
that the
SWAT team followed the orders.
And I can't wait to talk to him about this because just knowing him, he'd be disgusted by this as well.
Who are you going to talk to
this
about it?
This is Dad, I think, right? You were going
to
talk to your dad?
Then. What's that?
You said you were going to talk to your dad?
No, my brother's a paramedic.
Oh, your brother's a paramedic.
So,
okay.
And so I can't wait to talk to him about this.
I wish people who had brothers that were SWAT team members would go ahead and talk to them about this.
Yeah, would you ask your SWAT team member, family members, if they would have followed these same orders?
Well, have a good one then, guys.
Thanks for the call, sir. Dude. 800-259-9231. You know, it brings me back to a call we had a few nights ago after the New Hampshire primary. And the guy was talking about, you know, getting some guns together, that sort of thing. You have to really wonder, when will people think that it is time for retaliation against these thug-like, Nazi-esque tactics in this country?
It's not going to work. Retaliation, unless it was done on a large scale, isn't going to work. These SWAT team members would have loved some retaliation. They would have sprayed those children all over the walls.
I understand that. I just wonder, you know, because they say... from back in World War II times, that if the Jews had met the SS down at the front doors with clubs or something to fight them back, it might have put a stop to the Holocaust. But they didn't. They slowly were taken away one by one. When will we realize that it's time to fight back? I just don't know. I don't know if we will ever know. Till it's too late. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what after music.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done, get all the products you need for life, and benefit Free Talk Live all at the same time. What could be better? amazon.freetalklive.com. So talking about a disturbing story here a moment ago in regards to the police apparently just being able to kick in your door if your kid bumped his head outside. That's what it's come down to. I mean, it sounds like
if they can kick in your door for that, they can kick in your door for anything.
Anything. You're damn right they can. And I was just asking the question rhetorically, not necessarily suggesting anybody be violent. I agree with you, Mark, that that's what they want. They want people to be violent so they have an excuse to pull their triggers. I mean, in this case, at least no one got hurt beyond the kid maybe mentally being damaged and being scared S-less of the police from now on. No real physical damage was done here. Of course, they were putting their knees in kids' backs and forcing them to the ground, so there could have been some bruises and bumps as a result of that. But at least no one lost their life in this particular instance. But you really have to wonder, you know, what was it like being in Nazi Germany when the Jews were being rounded up? What were people saying to each other back then?
Well, they were told they were bad. The Jews are bad. Just like we're told that illegal immigrants are bad now and Muslims are bad now.
And parents who won't take their kids to the hospital are bad now, apparently.
Well, they're abusers. You can't do anything bad to kids.
Well, these kids weren't abused, and there was no victim. There was no complainant. There was no one who was harmed. There was no one who could bring charges in this case. And this is how it's gone, that these victimless crimes, these consensual crimes, drug users, for instance, they've been having their doors kicked in for years, and now it's expanding. And what did we say before, Mark, about... And what have we said so many times on this show? When people will make the excuse of, well, if you don't have anything to hide, then what's your objection? You know, to these police searches and that sort of thing?
Now you know.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I had always said...
These people had nothing to hide.
Right. What happens if they outlaw something you like to do? In this case, it wasn't particularly anything that was outlawed. It was just that they decided differently from how you decided. Your rulers did not agree with how you wanted to take care of your kid, so they sent the goon squad in to take him away from you. In this case, the family's lucky they got to see their son again. They're lucky charges weren't pressed. Of course, that's how we have to look at it, right? It's like, well, let's try to find the silver lining in this hellish affair. There's no good news here. I'm just trying to somehow paint this in some sort of positive light. I guess I'm trying to point out it could have been worse. And give them enough time, and it will be worse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, give them enough time, they'll take the kid permanently.
You can believe that at some point, the next time this happens, the doctors won't say, oh, well, put some ice on it and the kid will be okay. The cops will say, you've got to hold that kid. He's got problems. You need to hold him, Doc. And they'll do what they're told. And they'll charge the family with child endangerment because the doc has to trump up something.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, so I'm curious as to what your response is, your feeling about this story. But in other news, since we're talking cops, you remember the disparity that we were discussing earlier between them and us? Us versus them, the cops, our betters, our moral superiors, our enforcers. They're better than we are, aren't they? You can see it. When a cop gets charged with a crime, which is rare, but when a cop actually gets charged with a crime, you can see it in the sentencing disparity. Cops usually get a slap on the hand compared to the rest of us. Why is that? It's their buddies, you know. It's their friends. They get a little protection in turn for backing up their friends when the time comes. But even I have said that there have been cases when you'll actually see a cop get punished. You know, when they get caught red-handed, for instance, abusing a suspect on videotape or audio tape, it's pretty hard for them to squirm away from those.
Videotapes are a wonderful thing.
When they might rape somebody, it's pretty hard to... Well, now then again, they have gotten away with murder a number of times. It actually seems like they're better at getting away with murder than they are of rape. But maybe the rules are changing, Mark. Because according to Baltimore Crime at Blogspot, and linked to another website here, the Baltimore Sun... A Baltimore police officer has been sentenced for rape. Well, no, it was going to be rape. Just before a scheduled rape trial, a trial was scheduled to begin today, Baltimore police officer William Darrell Welch, 41, of Maryland, pled guilty to misconduct in office. Judge C. Themelis sentenced Welch to a suspended 10-year prison term.
Suspended, that means nothing.
3 years probation, and ordered him to tender his resignation to the police department by January 14th. On July 16th, 2006, Officer Welch had sexual intercourse in the Southeastern District Station with a 16-year-old girl after she'd been taken into custody by another officer. Assistant state attorneys prosecuted the case. So, he was facing a second-degree rape charge.
Oh, statutory rape.
Oh, I believe it was, second-degree rape.
Okay.
This from the Baltimore Sun. For more information here, the Baltimore police officer accused of having sex with a 16-year-old girl will avoid serving time in prison. He entered an Alford plea in which he does not admit guilt, but concedes that the state has enough evidence to convict him. Circuit court judge entered a guilty plea for misconduct in office and sentenced Welch to what we just told you. Prosecutors dropped the second-degree rape charge that could have put the Timonium resident behind bars for 20 years. So because he's a cop, they dropped the rape charge, and he pled guilty to...
What was the charge?
Office misconduct? No, misconduct in office. And he got 3 years probation. For raping a girl.
I'm not 100% sure it's rape as opposed to statutory rape, but it could be.
The prosecutor's case was...
Either way, it's clearly a disparity. You and I would be going to prison.
Well, listen to the details here. The prosecution's case was complicated.
He should get a bigger sentence than we do.
That's how it should work. I agree. But in this case, when you've got your buddies on the squad backing you up, makes it real easy to get away with raping teenage girls. Because the prosecution's case was complicated by, guess what, Mark? The disappearance of crucial evidence.
Go figure.
Who has access to the evidence room? Well, the cops, of course. Including the rape kit. Poof, where'd that go? Clothing,
rape kit.
Discarded wet wipes that DNA analysis had concluded contained genetic material from Welch and the girl. The evidence was missing as early as May and just hasn't been found. But it had been tested before it disappeared. Brown said he'd recommended to his client that his client accept the prosecutor's offer because the DNA evidence pointed to him and the victim would be kind of credible on the witness stand. Brown also said the missing evidence would hurt his client's credibility. He said Baltimore City police officers aren't really held in the highest esteem by jurors. With the missing evidence, the jury might believe it was the cops trying to help another cop. Well, no kidding. Maybe that's because Baltimore juries are cynical enough, because I've heard, you know, Baltimore's sort of a high crime area, which inevitably means there's a lot of corrupt cops around. So maybe they become cynical enough to understand that the system is corrupt, and yeah, they do back each other up. Yes, they do protect one another. Yes, they will lie to protect each other, and they will tamper with evidence.
They have a better system set up for it because it happens more often.
Brown said there was nothing corrupt in the disappearance of the evidence, calling it a blunder, which is also a possibility because the cops are blundering oafs. Assistant state's attorneys declined to comment on the outcome of the case. Byrne said prosecutors were most concerned about the victim's credibility under cross-examination. The alleged incident occurred when an officer stopped the girl after seeing her illegally seeking an unlicensed taxi. That's why she got arrested? Because she was trying to ride in a gypsy cab? That's why they arrested this girl?
Crazy.
Police learned that there was an open warrant charging her with prostitution in Baltimore County. Well, once again, prostitution should be legalized. I'll solve that problem. While awaiting transfer to Baltimore County, Welch led the girl into an interview room. Alone with her, he flirted, confronted her about the marijuana he said he had found in her purse, and told her that he could charge her with a crime. According to the victim's account outlined in court documents, Officer Welch said the marijuana offense would disappear if the girl performed a sexual act. This isn't unheard of, by the way. Stuff happens all the time. She didn't respond, according to court documents, and told him that she needed a way to dispose of the marijuana, which she said he helped her dump down a toilet in the station house. When they returned to the interview room, they had sex. The girl told authorities that she didn't express any objections. When it comes to putting a victim on the stand who's credible and can withstand cross-examination...
Yeah, that sounds like second-degree rape.
We have to have her say, no, I did not want to have sex with him, that it was not consensual in order to get the rape conviction. There could be no equivocation whether or not it was consensual. The girl told Baltimore County Police about the alleged encounter.
He was under duress.
Absolutely,
he
was. He
was using his power to...
If she had said no, he would have beat her or something. She was scared to death.
I mean, who's to say that the marijuana was even hers?
No way to know that.
We need you know, a conviction in a court of law for that.
Yeah, all we know is this cop was threatening her with more charges. She was probably scared to death as it was. So she did as he was demanding. And now... He got a little slap on the hand and an official misconduct charge. This man got away with rape. More on the way. You can take control. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.